controversy has dogged Deputy Prime Minister and head of the Christian Democrats, Jiří Čunek, since he first entered high politics. In 2006, he was accused of accepting a 500,000 crown bribe in a case dating back to when he was mayor of the town of Vsetín, an investigation that was stopped only after several months due to lack of evidence. Now, scandal is threatening Mr. Čunek again. On Monday, Czech TV's flagship news magazine, Reporters, revealed that it had information Mr. Čunek and his family received social subsidies at a time when he had millions in the bank. Jan Vellinger has the story.
Jiří Čunek is no stranger to controversy, but until now he has weathered all past political storms. But the latest could potentially be the worst. As one Czech daily has suggested, this one could threaten to knock him out of high politics. On Monday, public broadcaster Czech TV broadcast an exposé revealing that Mr. Čunek and his family of five had allegedly received thousands in state subsidies at a time when Czech TV said he had deposited 3.5 million crowns in the bank. Officially, Mr. Čunek was earning less than 20,000 a month. But cornered by Czech TV's reporter, the politician refused to be pressed on details.
I will not discuss information from before 1998, as it is not at all important, because I was not a politician at that time.
Nor is he required to disclose such information to the media, says Michal Štička of the Czech branch of Transparency International.
There is no law which would set forth such a duty. Politicians do not really have to disclose their past dealings and past businesses. On the other hand, politicians enter public sphere and therefore they should be transparent as for their business relationships, their past transactions. The public requires or the public expects that politicians will be honest and will approach the position with honest mind.
Questions over Mr. Čunek's past dealings are now unlikely to go away. According to Czech TV's report, if Mr. Čunek failed to disclose extensive funds while applying for state support, he may have broken the law. Further, the broadcaster has cast doubt over whether the 3.5 million in the bank were ever declared for taxes. And there were still further curious details that have seemingly cast doubt on the politician's credibility. Why were the funds spread over three accounts in two different towns? Why did Mr. Čunek use a national identity card which he had previously reported stolen? And what was the exact source of the funds? The cloud over Mr. Čunek's head seems unlikely to dissipate. Michal Štička of the Transparency International branch once again.
Definitely it has a damaging effect on the reputation of the government and in particular Mr. Čunek.
Not surprisingly, the Deputy Prime Minister has already responded and he has said he will sue Czech TV for its report. In a statement on Tuesday, he denied ever receiving social benefits other than birth and child allowances and he made clear he would not comment on the case further as it was now a legal matter.